this gospel, much like last Sunday's gospel, people don't like. Last Sunday's gospel was the one, how many times do I forgive somebody? And the Lord says 77 times, a great number of times you continue to forgive. People don't like that gospel, and they don't like this one either. They think it seems unfair that for those who came so late in the vineyard should get a whole day's worth of money when they didn't have to do all the other hard work and bear the heat of the day like those who were hired first. The parable is showing us something about the landowner. He is generous. He's thoughtful. And to always put it into context of where Jesus is speaking, when you look at their day and how they lived, people were chosen to work daily. It wasn't like you had a whole career. Some may have, like a carpenter or something, but you know, most people had whatever I could do today to make a living, and they depended upon that. So if you didn't get hired, well, then that means you don't get paid, which means you don't get to eat. You don't get to take care of your family or yourself. If you could get a job, then you're taken care of. So here in the parable, the landowner keeps going out throughout the whole day because somebody is not working, which means they may not eat today. They may not be able to take care of their spouse or their children or their extended family. I have to do this. And even up at the 5 o'clock in the day, he's still bringing people in because he does not want them to be going without. The landowner keeps reminding us of God himself because God is extremely generous, to the point of extravagance. And then when we look at God always working in the life of humanity, he's constantly trying to bring people closer to himself. Now, like for myself, I was baptized just about a few days after I was born. So my whole life has been in union with Christ, most of the time without except for sin. But I've followed the Lord. I'm trying to follow the Lord every day. All of those who have been following the Lord the best they can since the day they were baptized early in life, then there are those who may have fallen off the path, and maybe those who didn't come to the Lord to much later in life. And yet God's hand is constantly out to every one of us to continue to bring us closer and closer and closer to him, never wanting us to be parted from him, but to be able to share in that life of his for all eternity. Of course, Jesus is trying to remind the people of that, is that look at your lives. What are you doing with your life? And how are you responding to God's generosity in your own way? The earliest workers we see are jealous. They're jealous of the generosity of their employer for their late fellow employees. But they weren't cheated. They were promised a certain amount, they agreed to that certain amount, and they got paid that certain amount. They got exactly what they were promised, nothing less, nothing more, because they had what was given to them, what they needed. The others who were left on the side, they needed more than just an hour's worth of pay. They needed more to be able to take care of their family. And Jesus is showing the Father is always doing that for each one of us. We are all called into that new life of Christ to be able to follow him and to live out our lives with him. And on our last day, we will receive our reward for how we lived our life in the time we lived. We're all equal before God, but we're not all the same because we've all lived our lives differently because of our vocations and how we have lived it out by following Christ. So if somebody died when they were 5 years old, they're judged upon how they lived those 5 years. If they lived to be 100, they're judged on how they lived out those 100 years. So if somebody had fallen off the path of faith and virtue and then come back on the last minute, much like Christ on Calvary with the good thief, today you will be with me in paradise. If we turn to the Lord, if we repent, then salvation is assured to us. So on that last day, that person will be able to go into heaven, but they may have to spend more time in purgatory, and the glory that is given to each one of us is going to be different from the next person. There's no way that my life is exact copy of Blessed Mother's or Saint Joseph or any of the saints or in any of the saints to the other saints. Each of us are given the reward by how we lived our lives, and that's reflected in the glory that God gives us. Fortunately, in heaven, there's no jealousy. That's here on earth. In heaven, we rejoice that all of us are together in the presence of God, and we rejoice in how we have lived out our vocations, our occupations, how we've experienced Christ and shared that with one another. But while we are here on earth, while we still have breath, we need to keep our eyes fixed on Christ and to do our work the best we can in the Lord's vineyard, our lives around us. So to pray, to worship, to serve, to forgive, to love, to sacrifice, to do what God has commanded us to do, to live out our lives with Him, brings us to a greater awareness of His life in us, our life in Him, and we will receive the reward we are given on the last day.